Tribune Tower, Chicago. This is Cap'n Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
I just think that it's another later game, and you got a time tomorrow. I think everybody will chill. I think the way they take care of themselves now, and the way they drink their fluids and they eat properly, and so there's a lot of time between now and the next game. I don't think I've ever played a game this late, ever.
That's Joel Quenneville after the game last night talking about preparation as they get ready for tomorrow night's late start again.
He said ever with emphasis. I think he had to be a little bit kind of like everybody else. Like, what are we still doing here?
Crazy.
Didn't he? I mean, I know that you do what you need to do. You do what's required of you. You're a professional hockey coach. It's
but
what
it was
you
cool.
do. But still, he's got to be wondering. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Okay, you're there writing. You're there broadcasting. I'm just there sitting in my seats. I'm just there as a fan. It was actually really cool to be in the seats. Mm-hmm. People were like, hey, man, if we have to be here till 6 o'clock in the morning, we're staying.
Well, look, I mean, we all know that TV dictates the start times in all sports, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's fair, right? I mean, you have, David, I mean, you tell me this, right? I mean, isn't when you get, I mean, aren't there football games, college football games that start at 11 a.m. sometimes?
Yeah.
Right?
And Big
you got,
Ten Network.
Yeah, right. And you
every
have
week.
And you have college basketball, right? March Madness, you got games that start early, right? You have games that start late.
They
nine,
will do,
nine o'clock
at the start
off.
Of the season, they do games at midnight just for, it's different, so they'll get TV coverage.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But I look at it as there are a lot of people and a lot of young hockey players that weren't able to stay up last night and watch that game. Not look at, and this happens in other markets too. This just isn't about one particular market. All teams go through this. All teams have to play these late, you know, these late time starts. And you know, when you have a game of this magnitude, and you know, epic might be a little bit strong, but when you look at what's taken place and how the series has gone, I mean, that's a special game. And I mean, I'd like to see a lot of young hockey players be able to be up and see that and
exactly,
you know what I mean, and have an impact on them, just not you know, now, but impact for down the road.
My son's 14. He woke up this morning and woke him up at 6 o'clock, and he had no idea what had happened.
Would you have let him stay up if he said, "Dad, I took a nap earlier. My homework's done. I want
to
stay up"?
If he wanted to, but I don't know that I would have taken him to the game. I mean, and I'm not judging anybody who did that. I think that's everyone's choice.
Yeah.
And he wanted to watch a game, great. But I think it's hard to ask a kid who's going to school the next day to stay up to 1:20 in the morning to see a result of a game of your favorite team.
Yeah. I mean,
I understand it, but I don't have to like it.
Yeah, it's the way that it is and understand. But like I said, just looking at it, I just, you know, look, a lot of people had to get up and get to work. And I mean, you know, I don't know. I'd be really interested. And it's all about ratings, and it's all about television, to see where the numbers were as the game was going on, right? I mean, prime time, and then, you know, after the nightly news and knowing that all of a sudden now it's double overtime and people are, you know, how much of a fall off was there? And I mean, look, that's all, I mean, that's, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, where we're going on this, but I, you know, I just feel bad for all those people that weren't able to stay up and watch the game and see why this game is so great, you know, when you have, you know, sudden death in playoff hockey.
All right. Before you get out of here, I do want to ask you something non-Hawks related, so don't let me forget, because Wayne Gretzky opined on something in hockey yesterday, and I want your take, okay? But let's go to the phones. 312-235-2525. Nate in Bloomingdale, you're first. What's going on there, Nate?
Hey, Nate.
Not much, guys. Good show as usual. I'm always watching. The reason I'm calling, though, I just want to say thanks to Edzo. Game one of the series, he gave, I guess you'd say, a shout out to my brother and my family who passed away a couple weeks ago. And I just want to say thanks again, Edzo. I know I texted or tweeted you that, but it really.
Well, Nate. Thank you for sorry about your brother's loss, and we thank him for his service to our country. So thank you very much for your kind words, and we're certainly thinking about you and your family.
No problem. Like I said,
thanks.
Just want to reiterate. So thanks a lot again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy. 312-235-2525. Owen's in Willowbrook. Owen, what's going on, Sugar Bear?
Hey, Owen.
Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, 23 for Stieg. I'll tell you, when he decides to be a north-south player, I think he's really good when he goes outside of the limitations and tries to be a poor man's Patrick Kane. I think he might be on the bubble for Quenneville for the next game on the road. And one last thing, Eddie, who do you like in the Derby?
Little too early, Nate, but I'm sure that I'm hoping that David and Capper will have me on before the first Saturday in May to have a little bit of fun. But if the Derby was tomorrow or today, I probably would be going Dortmund, War Story, and American Pharoah, but let's see how the track is playing on that particular weekend. But as far as Christopher Stieg, I thought he had some good shifts. And then Joel started changing the lines around, and he was out there with Kruger and Desjardins for some time, and then you saw him on the right side with Vermette, and I think it was Sharp. So, I mean, he bounced around a lot. But I think Nate makes a real good point is that when he is most effective is when he is going straight ahead, and he's not trying to pull up as much and slow down the play, because, I mean, guys just defend. And, he's been through a lot here over the course of the last little while. No excuses. I mean, when you blow your knee out, it takes a little bit of time. And I think he found his game for a stretch. But I think they need more consistency from Versteeg. So, I mean, I liked a lot of the things he did last night.
It seems
but you
as
just
got
to be ready, though. You just got
to
be ready.
To be around the right players to bring out something in him, whereas other guys maybe don't need to be surrounded by the right guys. Yeah. I mean, if in the playoffs, like you think of right now, the way they're playing, Bickle doesn't necessarily have to be around the right combination to get what you want out of him.
Right. He's going to have an impact.
He's going to have an impact. Right. Yeah. And you think that Versteeg needs to have a perfect setup for him to have an impact. And maybe so tomorrow night, do you think that Joel could look at him and say, all right, we might try to get Tavo back in the lineup here? Does that make any sense at all?
It makes sense to me. Winning lineup, winning combo. Again, we don't know about guys that are banged up or if they are or they're whatever. I mean, those type of things certainly play into it.
It worked. Why
yeah,
change?
Yeah, and
right.
I think that, I would – if I'm in Joel skates or shoes or suit, because he's got a lot of nice suits, I would stay with the same lineup. And if we're, specifically if you're putting, Christopher Stieg's picture up on the bulletin board and going, I thought he did some good things last night, and I don't think he did, in my opinion, I don't think he did anything that that warranted for him to come out of the lineup, especially when you've won, the last couple of games.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 312-235-2525. Jose in Chicago. Jose, you're on with Edzo.
Hey, Jose.
Oh, Eddie, number 16. Listen, we missed your dad over here in the store, Edmar.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
I'd like to see Quenneville keep Darlene in this round and get Offer back when we meet the Wild.
Well, you know what, Jose? That's thank you for the comments on my dad. He's enjoying retired life, that's for sure, after putting in almost 50-plus years in the food and grocery store business. So he's enjoying he's beating up the ball.
Yeah, my friend Dave Rebelletti cut the meat for him.
All right, well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. He makes a point here, and then as Joel said, let's worry about game five
first,
and not get too far ahead. But I mean, look,
whatever works
as sports fans. I mean, that's what we do. I said last night, I don't think there's any doubt that it's it's Scott Darling's crease to lose in this series the rest of the way. If the Hawks don't find a way to win that game tomorrow night, you sit there and evaluate, okay, how did he play? How did the team play? And then you make your decision from there. I can certainly see it playing out is that Darling finishes this series.
And then
you make your decision moving forward. If you're asking me, I go back to Corey Crawford in game one of the next series regardless.
You start over.
I go back to Corey Crawford.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Why? What if just let me paint a scenario.
Okay.
Darling goes out tomorrow night and the Hawks win 3-0, 3-1, and he's magnificent.
Okay. So the series ends and you're gonna sit there and wait.
Yes.
Okay.
You're gonna wait a while.
Yeah, you could.
A week maybe. That's a tough decision.
It is.
It's almost impossible to answer until you have the context of that game. That's why Joel answered it the way he did.
Yeah.
It, you just don't know until you're anticipating the next game based on what just happened.
Because you need everybody, Capper. You're going to need Corey Crawford at some point here.
So you don't want to lose him.
I think that's fair. And he's been your guy. He's your MVP from the regular season. Now, I love baseball. I mean, Clayton Kershaw has been, I don't know, as dominant as a pitcher. I know he's not Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels, sorry. Capper.
Well, he's not available, Cole is.
But I'm just giving you a little
shot.
And he struggled in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Gag City.
I mean, it's been a rough go at the most important and crucial time. And I think in this situation, it is game to game. And I love how Joel's handled this. And this is experience. But for me, is that you got to get him back in the mix. And look.
Because you owe it to him or because it's best for your team?
No, but I think it's a combination. I shouldn't say it's best for him. I think is that you're going to need everybody at some point. Joel has said that how many times. And again, some guys go through rough patches, and Joel backs off on the ice time or he doesn't sit him out. But for me, if that's the scenario, and again, who are you playing? How has that guy performed?
But, Eddie, you say that,
team?
And traditionally, though, conventional wisdom says teams in the NHL playoffs don't always use two goaltenders. So you don't necessarily always need everybody.
No.
How is this different?
No, because, you're right. Well, because
Crawford has been there.
Well, because
for
of
you?
The body, because of the body of work. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about
okay,
that.
Okay, but do you put him in a position? I guess you, as a former coach, would know how you'd handle this. Corey, you're going to start you in game one, and he gives up a bad goal 8 minutes into the first period. Is he looking at the bench, going, "Got to be kidding"?
Well, that's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I we disagreed on this. Is I thought in game one, the only bad goal that he gave up was the Stallberg goal where he was adventurous. He got yanked. And then he got an opportunity to go back in there.
And he was awful.
And he gave up some bad and soft goals. And, you know, he's gonna be the backup for the foreseeable future in this series. And then you reassess and you see what's going on. But for me, that's how I see it playing out moving forward. But let's see what happens.
Get there
first.
I agree with you. I think you have to have sort of, as I wrote, sort of whatever works mentality, an ability to be flexible. But I guess you in saying that, I guess I'm saying this, that I don't believe – I don't want to say this. I'm asking you, do you think that by leaving that possibility open that you go back to Corey Crawford, you believe you cannot win a Stanley Cup with Scott Darling as your goalie?
No.
You're saying you don't believe – you think that they can win.
Oh, absolutely.
With Scott Darling.
Yeah, I no, that to me, I mean, the Scott Darling part of this, I mean
– he's done nothing to earn anybody's doubt.
Without question.
Yeah.
And it is a couple of games. The body work, obviously, is very small, but it has been absolutely huge, just like his frame.
But he's hot and he's playing with confidence.
Without a doubt. And – Those are those type of situations that, in those decisions, you want as a coach, especially with the guy in goal, and you have two very capable guys. And look, is the leash a lot shorter moving forward? Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But role players and all players have a role. You got to do two things, accept and execute. And you might have to wait for your opportunity. But that, to me, is, like I said, it's his crease to lose moving forward in the series. Then you reassess, and then who are you playing? How has that guy played against him? You talk to your goaltending coach. You get all the numbers. You see how he is in practice, and you go, you know what? And there's something – I think there's something for that, though, David, inside that room of, you know, not just pushing that guy away, pushing him off to the side. And, look, it is about winning. There's no doubt about that, but I think that there's something for that.
But there's a chemistry element that you have to respect if you're Joe Quenneville. You can't neglect. And there's a lot of support for Corey Crawford in that room. So you can't dismiss the possibility of going back to him. You have to really – that's a strong feeling.
I mean, what do you think?
I agree.
I
think exactly what you just said and I wrote this morning is that, you know, you go with Scott Darling as long as it works.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have – it'd be naive to think that you're not going to go back to Corey Crawford.
Right.
That's what I think.
All right, we got to take a timeout. We get one more segment with Edzo to take calls. By the way, Jeff Newich, the communications guru over at CSN.
He was up in a booth last night with us for a little while.
He was?
Yeah.
Wow. CSN Chicago was also the number one most watched network in the entire Chicago market yesterday among all households for 17 straight hours, starting with Cap and Haw at 9 a.m. and ending with Blackhawks postgame live at 2 a.m. Last night's five-hour triple OT Blackhawks game four win on CSN Chicago, a 10-3 rating, peak rating over 469,000 Chicago market homes.
Wow.
Crazy.
Breakfast with Cap and Haw and the nightcap with Eddie.
That's it.
And Pat.
All right. We will take a timeout. That's Whack Bro, 1125. One more segment with Edzo taking calls, and we'll spring him for his flight. 312-235-2525. It's Cap and Haw with Edzo in studio. Be right back.
Now back to Cap and Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
Around the right wing board. Oh, and Grosso will put it in front. They score! It's Antoine Vermette with his first ever Blackhawks goal. Redirected that pass from Roosevelt over the shoulder of Rene, and the Hawks have tied it at one.
You don't want to overthink about it. You know, like when you're going through a stretch like that, you don't want to think about the process, not necessarily the end result. No, it's nice to get rewarded eventually. You know, so many, if you look back, there's a few chances. I think right before I hit the post too, like, you know, if you stick with it, you work hard and, you know, bring a good attitude, eventually things are going to turn around and it's going to go in. So I'm glad it did tonight.
Antoine Vermette had the big goal. That was John Weideman on the play-by-play call on WGN.
And you probably didn't see it, Cap. Maybe you did, but John Weideman interviewed Antoine Vermette in French before the game. They showed it on the big screen and Blackhawks TV as well on the website.
I saw Eddie all over Blackhawks TV. I'm watching. You are the hardest working guy. I mean that in all sincerity.
Why do you laugh when you say that, though? Because
I know you're
in all sincerity and
you'll throw a shot back at me.
I'm not going to do
that.
I do like your Stash warm-up jacket, though. That's very cool. Very
Stash.
Classy. You know, we just heard from Antoine Vermette, and you know, I mean, here's a guy, as we talked about a little bit earlier, and I mean, he did. He had a great chance there right off the post. I think it might have went off the pad and then the post or the glove in the post. But, you know, right place, right time, and hopefully this is something that can give him a little bit of a boost and gain some traction and confidence. And because the Blackhawks certainly need everybody, and he's a guy that can do it. So happy for him. You can just kind of see that. Just kind of the look on his face, right, David?
Sense of relief.
I mean, just like, you know.
Because he did have a shootout goal that won a game.
Yeah, right. I mean, but, you know, that's, you know, I mean, skills competition. And, you know, look, I mean, he had three assists in the regular season, four assists, whatever it was. I mean, he could have easily had 7-8 points. Like, he had a couple of great chances. Like, I remember the game against Edmonton where, like, two wide open nets and just all of a sudden some guy sticks his skate out there and hits a skate lace and goes, you know what I mean? Like, it just, sometimes it just goes like that. But it was good to see him contribute in such a big way last night.
All right, let's grab. We'll roll through these calls, and we'll spring Edzo, and we'll play That's Whack Bro. Let's see. Why don't we start with Bill in Wisconsin? Hey, Bill, you're on with Edzo.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Great show as usual.
Thank you.
My question is, with the top two guys for Nashville being out and the Blackhawks coming back home, don't you feel like Chicago should have handled them a little bit easier than what they have been, instead of going to these overtime games? I'm going to hang up and listen
Thanks,
to your
Bill.
Answer.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for the call and the question. If you followed playoff hockey, there's nothing easy at this time of year. And it's amazing, though. And I use this word with great respect. Sometimes you're galvanized when your big guys are out or when everybody thinks that you got no shot. And I think what has happened here, and you see a guy like Roman Josi and you see a guy like Seth Jones step up, that adversity. And look at Nashville had a couple of more points than the Blackhawks the last time I checked. And they had a great regular season. They limped into the playoffs. They weren't playing very well. They got some good players over there. But for me, you know, the games are going to be hard. They're going to be tough, and you got to find ways to win. And the Blackhawks have been able to do that. So nothing easy about winning games in the playoffs because the rink gets a little bit smaller and it's so tough to play playoff hockey.
And to your point, remember what the Blackhawks did in response to Patrick Kane going down. 8-1-1 in the first 10 games.
Right.
That's what
there's a reset
mean.
Button there sometimes, and all of a sudden you got to just everybody. I won't say the focus is there, David, as you know. Right.
Yeah. Out of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones, and let's see, where are we going here? Justin and Morris. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. Fire away. We're on a really tight time schedule here.
All right, sorry about that. I actually just noticed a lot, you know, with it seems like with Darling's composure, it seems to be a lot better in the net, at least from what I've seen. Do you think that the Hawks maybe rally behind him a little bit more than maybe you tend to see with Crawford?
No, no, Justin, not at all. Thank you for the
thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it. No, I don't. I think that this team certainly, I believe it plays the same way in front of both goaltenders, all three goaltenders. You throw Antti Raanta in there as well. They're experienced team. The one thing I will say is, though, is when, you know, you're a skater and you do have a young goaltender in there, you are a little bit more protective of him. Maybe you don't play on your toes as much, but when they start making saves like he has in these playoffs and then how Corey Crawford has played over the course of the regular season, it gives you great confidence. So I don't see that at all when it comes to, you know, guys, you know, maybe playing a little bit differently in front of a certain guy.
Dick in Chicago. Richard, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the information. Question for Eddie. I hear this comment all the time about that puck was dropped unfairly. Could you please explain that to me so I can understand what I'm hearing?
Well, Dick, on face-offs is that there's a protocol that happens where the visiting team must put their stick in first, and then the home team will come in there and usually get a running start. And the referees or the linesmen that are dropping the puck want to make sure that the puck is dropped fairly. A lot of times you'll see guys cheating and trying to get an edge on the faceoff, but sometimes it'll hit a stick on the way down. The linesmen are instructed by rule is that if the puck doesn't hit the ice first, if it hits a glove or hits a stick, is that they're going to go ahead and reset and take another faceoff. So you'll see there's a lot of different scenarios, but when they feel that it's not a fair faceoff and it's dropped unfairly, you'll have a reset and get the it's just like in a tip in basketball, right? I mean, if it's a short throw or somebody gets in, I mean, they're gonna have a re-tip. But good question.
Wasn't it impressive how the Predators had two consecutive faceoffs where they got shots right
James
off
Neal back
oh,
to back
wow
James Neal
dangerous
yeah back to back
dangerous
to back.
Place
left pad save and then one right into Labanza right into the bread basket right into Labanza.
Hawks had one what the end of regulation that Rene had to make a really good save on. There was 3 seconds left when they had the face off.
The quick play on the right face off dot.
Also had a questioner on Twitter, actually multiple ones. If you shoot the puck down the ice 80-90 feet and it ends up on net, how come they do not count that as a shot on goal on the United Center scoreboard? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't, but, you know, I don't know if they're, you know, I mean, it's subjective. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I've seen Cap when pucks have come from the far blue line or whatever and they fired it on net, they've counted it as a shot. So they're saying, was he trying to shoot it on net or was he just trying to clear the zone? So, again, I mean, it's to the official scorers on how they want to interpret.
How they want to interpret
that. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Dave in Brookfield. Hey, Davey, what's going on there, Sparkles?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, hi, Edsel. Edsel, I sit right below you. I sit in 317, season ticket holder. I went to school at Brother Rice, graduated in 76, played hockey there. What are your thoughts about youth hockey? I know you're really big into that and wanted to find out your thoughts going forward in this area about youth hockey.
Well, appreciate the call and thank you for your support and your hard-earned money coming to being a season ticket holder for Blackhawk games. I think youth hockey's come a long way. I mean, David, you can speak to this with Blair, your son playing hockey, and there's more opportunities for young hockey players here. It's a very competitive sport. The one thing that I always try to encourage parents and young hockey players is that hockey does not have to be 13 months a year. I think it's very important for young hockey players and families to get away from the game for a period of time. There will come a time when you are 14, 15 years old, and if you have the opportunity to move up to the next level, is that hockey does become 13 months a year. But I think it's very important that kids at all ages, boys and girls hockey, is that they get a chance to do other things. Get, put the skates away. It's okay. Don't let organizations or coaches tell you is that, you know, you have to be on the ice 13 months a year. And I think it's good because I think you want kids to come back, David, hungry. You want that,
that's,
you know,
great,
you want
advice,
the energy,
because the pressure,
because the Ferris wheel,
right,
you got to get off every once in a while. And that's the only thing that
you're
I would say, Dave,
on
that part of it, is that I'd like to see,
you got to recharge. You
yeah,
have to expose
sure.
yourself to different
yeah,
experiences.
For sure.
That's great advice coming from you because of your background. It's very difficult for kids to accept that mm-hmm. and want to do that because the pressure to
right,
improve
right.
is
from
so
coaches,
intense.
From their buddies that they're, well, I'm
from
going
themselves.
To this camp, you know,
they
yeah,
want to get better.
For sure. But
they
I think,
up,
David,
but
even
right.
more so, I think when they, everybody's, you know, buddies, what
yeah.
they're doing or
yeah.
what coaches are telling you is just, you succumb to the peer pressure. And it's like, well, I got to do it. Like, I really believe that is that, kids got to get away
back
from
off.
The game, and then all of a sudden they become, you know, all of a sudden they're anxious to get back to the rink. And I'm not talking about shooting pucks or training. I'm just talking about it's okay to get away from the rink when you're at a younger age.
Hey, Robert in Champaign. We'll take two last ones and we'll spring you. Good?
Okay.
Okay. Robert, here you go, buddy. Fire away with Edzo.
Hey, Robert.
I just want to mention that want to compare the White Sox third game in a World Series in 2005 where it went 14 innings. To the overtime game last night and this morning, how exciting it was. I'm such a great Blackhawk fan and a great White Sox fan. Any comment on those?
That's a good comparison. I want to know now, I was at
Thanks,
both
Robert.
Games, fortunate enough to cover both games. I want to know what time did that Sox game end? Was it 1:14 a.m.?
It was something in that vicinity.
Last night was 1:16. I wonder what time the Sox game ended. I have to do some research there. That's a
Is
really
that
good
Is that the
comparison.
Game Burley got the save?
Yeah.
Okay. True story, because I was told by someone on the bench. So Burley pitched, what, game two of the World Series complete game. He comes into the dugout.
Yeah, this is
before
documented.
This is documented. Before game three, 2 days later, he threw 130-some pitches. He says, hey, Coop, do you need me tonight? He goes, what are you nuts? You threw 130-some pitches. Relax. We got this one covered. He says, great. He goes and gets a six-pack. He's six beers in. He's got another one sitting there.
I don't know if it was six beers in. He had a couple beers.
I heard it was six from a very reliable source in the dugout. And it's the 14th inning, and Coop goes, can you throw? Doesn't even have shoes on. He's got gym shoes on. He goes, are you serious? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I could do it. Goes in and gets the save. It's pretty good.
Role players. Accept and execute. You never know when your number is going to get called.
He'll deny
and what time it's going
to
get
he'll
called.
He'll deny it to the hill, but someone in the dugout told me.
So,
absolutely true.
Just to close that loop, that game started at 7:39 p.m. Time of the game, 5 hours, 41 minutes. That would put you at 1:10.
How about that?
1:20.
Very good.
Sorry,
all right.
1:20.
Let's grab one last one for Edzo, and then we'll let him go. Keith in Plainfield. Hey, Keith, you're on with Edzo, buddy.
Hey, yeah, thanks for the great story. That was excellent. I never heard that one before. But anyway, Eddie and Foley make Chicago Hawks what they are. And I want to ask Eddie's opinion about, don't you think we're watching two of the best goalies right now between Rene and Darling in this series so far?
Well, I think in the playoffs, I mean, Rene, I mean,
thanks,
he found
buddy.
His game. We know what Scott Darling has done here in a very small sample size, a Chicago kid. And, yeah, I'm not a little biased. I'm a lot biased when it comes to seeing a Chicago kid do as well as he has on the scene. And
I love that you own that.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't be happier, David, because I know what, for the most part, I know what Scott Darling is living. And I know what Craig Anderson did, the former Blackhawk goaltender as well. And, you know, I made mention of this a long time ago. I think it was just after, I think, the 2010 Cup. Is that who is going to be that first Chicago kid that's going to have his name on a Stanley Cup playing for the Blackhawks? Like, that to me is, like, impactful stuff. Because I failed, and there are a lot of other players that have failed to be able to do that. But you think about where he has come.
You didn't do that. You didn't fail.
Well, when you have
you want a cup,
when
just
you
not
have
here.
Well, right. But right. I mean, when you live and die with a team,
right,
like I did, and cry when Billy Ray got the pink slip around Christmas time.
Under his door.
And, you know, like, I mean, you know, like you lose playoff series, and then I got a chance to be able to get there and to know how many kids that play the greatest game in the world in our city, and to know that, look at, I mean, you got Ryan Hartman now, a member of the Blackhawk family. You got the Broadhurst boy that is from this area. I mean, you got a lot of kids that are playing. All of a sudden now, it's something that has become a regular occurrence now that you have Chicago kids playing for the Blackhawks in their organization. We got a lot of hockey to go, but I mean, I do wonder about that, and I envy any who is going to be that kid, who is going to be the first kid that is born and bred in this town, and has an impact like a Scott Darling to be able to you know, possibly get his name on a Stanley Cup as a member of the Blackhawks. And I couldn't be more proud to be from where I'm from, because I started my hockey here, and I had a lot of people help me along.
Ballard Ice Arena.
Jersey's still hanging.
So it's a long time ago.
Thank you for being here. By the way, the question, just brief 30-second answer.
I'm supposed to remind you to ask me a question.
Yeah. Wayne Gretzky yesterday came out and said Connor McDavid will be the best player to come into the NHL in 30 years.
Is that what he said? I thought he said he's like what he's seen coming into the league, right? Is that what he said?
Coming into the league, he'll be the best player we've seen in 30 years.
Yeah, look, I've only seen Connor McDavid play a couple of games. I mean,
is he that good?
Well, I mean, supposedly he's that good, but I mean, we've had some pretty good players. Like, I'd like to see the exact quote that he said. But look, I know what he's saying is, I mean, this kid's got the ability to be, you know, a franchise difference maker. But we've had some really, really, really good players that have come into the National Hockey League the last 30 years. 30 years is 1984.
Yeah.
85. Mario Lemieux came in 84. That would happen to be my draft. Sidney Crosby, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews. I mean, we've had a lot of guys.
He just said he's as good as I've seen in the last 30 years. The best player to come into the league in the last 30 years.
Yeah, on his way in. So what he has done at the amateur level to this point. Look, a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure when you talk about that. It coming from a guy like that. And we need Wayne Gretzky back in the National Hockey League, by the way.
Travel safely.
Yep. Good boys. Keep up the great
you.
Work.
You're the
love
best.
You guys too.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks. There he is, the great Eddie Olczyk. Take a time out. That's Whack Bro. We'll be right back.
When things just aren't right.
That's whack.
That is whack.
When situations become
unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
And people, well, they do things that just ain't cool.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
I guess you could say, that's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro. All right, welcome back to Cap and Ha. That's Whack Bro, one of our favorite things to do.
Yep.
So, Apt, one of our great sponsors. We have got $50 gift cards to use at Apt.
Yes.
So we'll give anybody that we pick wins a Malnati's gift card for lunch and a $50 gift card to ABT.
That's great.
And call you got to ask for our guy, Steve Shapiro.
Yep, call us up. We know we're fine. You're fine. That's Whack Bro. It originated because we want something you see, something you watch. You think, okay, it doesn't seem right about that.
That's Whack Bro.
That is Whack Bro. Tell us, and then at the end of what you're saying, you say, that's whack, bro. Thank you very much. We'll see if you win.
And if you win,
we'll
you get
on.
A $50 app gift card and a gift card for pizza at
Malnati's. Let's get right to the phones.
One thing. Not Don Cooper says, hey, Capman, the Burley pitching story after a six-pack, not that impressive. I coach our pitchers after a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. That's at not Don Cooper on Twitter.
That's
very
good.
Funny. Let's rip through these.
All right.
We'll start number one, Dan and Kayberry. Dan, you're up.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Let's go. We are in a tight time here. Let's roll.
I know you got a tight frame. My granddaughter Delaney and I were talking about yesterday's game and how it lasted so long. And Coach Q and Tibbs always emphasizes endurance. And how do you get the endurance when the management limits their minutes?
Today, Junior?
That's
whack, bro. Okay, thanks, Dan. See you, buddy.
530. Is Eddie still in the building? Eddie, trying to keep his headphones on so he didn't mess up his hair. That's whack, bro.
That was funny. See how he does it like this?
Yeah.
So he doesn't mess up his hair. Those bald guys, no problem.
6-3-0, Edwin Jackson finding the right ballpark and getting his first win before John Lester. That's whack, bro.
Very good. Let's go to Scott and LaGrange. Scott, you're next. Hey, Kevin Haw.
Great show, guys. How does the guy feel now? The crazy guy who said you suck to Bryant after his third strikeout. That's whack, bro.
All right,
very
Scott.
Good. You're the man, Scott.
Well played.
Greg in Iowa. Hey, Greg.
David Haw not being verified on Twitter. That's whack, bro.
Thanks, Greg.
Greg, hold on. Do you get to Chicago at all?
Probably not as much as I should. I would save your gift cards. Just wanted to say love the show.
All right. That's
great.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Greg. And one of these days, someone's going to have to explain to me the real importance of that stupid blue check. I just don't get it.
So you know.
Hey, how you doing, Hug?
So you know that you got the real guy.
It doesn't mean anything. I have a big deal.
All right. I know is I got a blue check.
Well, I'm impressed. I'm so impressed.
Bet you are. Doug in Wheeling. Hey, Doug.
Hey guys. How you doing today?
We're good. What's up?
Good. I got a next whack, bro, for the Bulls. John, 6'11", John Henson running over a 5'10", Aaron Brooks, and trying to start a fight with someone who isn't his own size.
Yes. And?
That's crazy. You don't think that he's...
Yep, that's whack, bro. Thanks a lot for playing.
All right, thanks, Doug. You got to say that's whack, bro, at the end of your statement.
206, Texan. The organ is not firing up the organ to play an impromptu version of the stripper as Pecorine was shedding his gear to find the
that
puck.
That would have been awesome. But that's Lazarus would have complained.
He would have laughed.
Mark Lazarus.
He would have
having
laughed
a problem
first.
With the song The Stripper.
Leave Laz.
That's whack, bro.
Leave Laz alone.
Love Laz. But it's still whack, bro. Let's go to Mitch in hometown. Hey, Mitch.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Mitch.
Chris Bryant vows to work construction every day at Wrigley Field while playing night games to get the bleachers finished so someone will be there to catch his first home run. That's whack, bro.
You're winning something, Mitch.
Mitch, you just won apt and Malnati's.
Enjoy the pizza.
You are the greatest. Go ask for Steve Shapiro at Apt, who, by the way, Steve said his phone's blowing up. A lot of people saw him out at the game last night.
We should really make this eligible for texters, too, because 708's got a good one. Lee Elia told Brian Price just to have a few beers before your press conference. What can happen? That's whack, bro.
Hey! Very, very good. 312-235-2525. Nathan Snead on Twitter says, Joe Madden going to Brian Schlitter again in relief. That's whack, bro.
Anytime.
Crazy. Freddie and Elgin. Frederick, what's up?
The fact that Cap has that smooth operating Blackhawks jacket and I don't. That's whack, bro.
Very good.
Good one.
I bought it. I paid for it. See you, Freddie. Thanks for the call, buddy. 312-235-2525. Jimmy and Streeter. James?
Hey, Jim.
It's Steger. Good morning, fellas. I got a great one. A couple days ago, there was this fan named Dale on the radio, and after the Hawks won the first game, Dale goes, we're going to sweep. Hey, Dale, first of all, you need to win four straight. And, oh, by the way, did I mention we're up 3-1? Dale, that's whack, bro.
Okay, good one.
Very good.
815, 708. No Eddie Olczyk jersey hanging in the studio. That's whack, bro.
I wore my Eddie Olczyk jersey the other day.
773. Haw asking Joe Quenneville a postgame question at 1:55 a.m. That's whack, bro. Okay.
All right.
I agree with you there.
All right. We got to get a fast timeout. We'll get a few more of these in. No page two today. Hey, when's the last time you bought yourself a new pillow? If you don't have a MyPillow, you don't have the guaranteed most comfortable pillow out there. It's time for you to get a MyPillow. MyPillow, the official pillow recommended by the National Sleep Foundation. I've been praising this product for a long time. MyPillow comes in four support levels. Four. Conforming to your preferred shape. They even create a cooling effect throughout the night, keeping your head cool and comfortable. See why they've sold over 5 million on top of a 10-year warranty. MyPillow is so confident you'll love it. They'll give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep on it. If you're not happy, they'll refund 100% of the purchase price. But trust me, you'll love it. Act this week. MyPillow gives you 50% off all products as our new advertiser. Use the promo code CAP, K-A-P. Log on. MyPillow.com, the spot. Promo code CAP, K-A-P. Or call 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. Promo code KAP CAP for 50% off. In fact, we got a tweet from one of our fine listeners with the picture of his receipt. Just ordered my pillow this morning. Have a great night's sleep. We'll take a time out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Cap and Haw Show.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
All right, we continue. That's Whack Bro here on Cap and Haw on WGN Plus at Comcast Sportsnet.
773 texts in. Scott Darling was clean shaven at the start of last night's game. Now that's whack, bro.
Zach Jacobs on Twitter. That guy saying Haw deserves the blue check. That's whack, bro.
Ouch. Wow.
That was pretty funny.
How about Sumner Douglas tweets in. Haw's imitation of Weasley Media counterpart Jay Mariotti being spot on. That's whack, bro.
That was good. I loved that. Back to the phones we go. And let's see. Magoo in Glenview. Hey, Magoo.
Hey, guys. I'll get through this quick. Hey, Cap, what is your end seam? Because I'll see if my wife, Stacy, can knit you a Blackhawk Snuggie. The idea of a guy like you standing in overtime at a Hawks game, shivering, eating a protein bar, and drinking hot tea is whack, bro.
Magoo, you win. You get a Malnati's pizza and a gift card to Apt.
Thank you, brother.
Yep. 773.
Knew I was going to get
Carlos
ripped for that.
Carlos Rodon's mustache. Now that is whack, bro.
He just shaved it this morning. Said he's got to change the juju. The mojo.
What a self-aware young man.
Mustache is gone. Smart. As of this morning. Scott Merkin tweeted it and said, out.
Nice. Nicely done. Nicely done.
How about this? Comcast Sportsnet reporting, and the Tribune is the one tweeting this. After 1 a.m., there were still 250,000 households watching the game. Wow. That is awesome.
Not surprised. Not surprised.
That is phenomenal. And I may have been eating a protein bar, Magoo, but guess what? I was there. Let's go back to the phones. Paul in Rolling Meadows.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey. Joe West calling balls and strikes. That's whack, bro.
No question about it. Thanks, Paul. Pat in Chicago.
White boy getting up like Kevin Love. That's whack, bro.
All right. Thank you much there, Pat. Let's see.
Let's go to
Scott in Algonquin.
Hey, you guys, a multi-million-dollar goalie who goes to concerts and likes playing soccer in his free time riding a pine while the rookie's going to take us all the way to the cup. That's whack, bro.
Very good.
You might be enjoying it, though.
That's it. Very good one.
How about this 708? Corey Crawford not having a My Pillow on the bench. That's whack, bro.
Very good. Nelson on the south side. Hey, Nelson.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Nelson?
Hey,
you got to turn down the TV. Nelson not knowing how to play. That's whack, bro.
My wife giving me some NyQuil during the first overtime of the Blackhawks game. Now that's whack, bro.
That is whack, bro.
It is.
That's grounds for a real problem.
815 Bears fan, Packers kicking our butt Thanksgiving night on the night they retire Brett Favre's jersey. That's whack, bro.
Lori in Freeport. Hey, Lori.
Hey.
Hey, Lori.
Keener trying to pick up Siebes after 5-plus periods of hockey. That's whack, bro.
Yeah, he's going to slip a disc or something.
Very good, Lori. That's a really
nice
good one.
Nice one, Lori. Good observation.
Steve in Antioch. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, go Steve. Ahead. You're on.
Hi, this is Steve from Antioch.
Yeah, Steve. Go ahead,
establish
bud.
That.
My daughter just
today, Junior.
And she loves watching Cubs games with me and feel sorry for her. That's whack, bro.
Okay. All thanks right. A lot, Steve. Appreciate it.
708, this must be from a student. The best time in Chicago sports is happening in finals week. That's whack, bro.
That is whack, bro. Jeff in Crown Point, Indiana.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there. Eddie Olczyk, a Chicago native with a strong Canadian accent. That's whack, bro.
No.
There
Does
you go.
It, Jeff?
Thanks a lot,
Did he say
Jeff.
Say a boot?
A boot? He a doesn't boot? Say organization. He doesn't
no.
do any of that stuff.
Eddie's all Chicago, man.
Let's see. Cliff in Chicago. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Cliff.
Yeah. Hey, this is Cliff from Chicago. Castro for Hamels. That's whack, bro.
I hear
you. There you go, Cliff.
I
Thanks
hear ya.
A lot. Eric in Stockton. Hey, Eric.
Hey, poor John Fox got to go into Green Bay or play Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Got to let the Packers show off. That's whack, bro.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Eric.
This guy says 773. Haw has the Bears at 6-10. That's whack, bro.
I have them at 5-11. Spreadopedia say on Twitter says Jay Feely calling Tim Tebow the worst quarterback he ever saw in the history of the NFL. That's whack, bro.
Oh gosh. 847. Eddie O's Harry Carey imitation. That's whack, bro. 847. Overheard Cap at East Bank saying he had Aaron Rodgers on his fantasy football team.
That's true.
That's whack, bro.
No, it isn't because we won. Thank you. What do you want me to do, have Cutler just because I'm a Bear fan? Not going to happen.
708, Joe Madden making it look like Schlitter is his BFF's son. That's whack, bro.
312-235-2520. I got a couple minutes.
Okay.
Kevin in Belvedere. Hey, Kev.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What you got?
My two-year-old was staying up to watch the end of the Blackhawks game and kicking me in the face at 9:30 in the morning for breakfast. That's whack, bro.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, buddy. Hope you enjoyed it. Look, you're leaving tomorrow. You'll be in for the show tomorrow, and then you're flying out.
Yeah, that's the plan.
It's going to be just another late night, hopefully a happy night.
Was last night a late night? Was that today or yesterday? I'm losing track.
Crazy.
You get a little bit punchy. You get a little bit. And thanks for today's edition of That's Whack, bro. You guys really brought it today. It was good.
It was outstanding.
But this is the Blackhawks. In the playoffs, last night reminded me of game two, the shin pads game, where you're sitting there and you're watching the Bruins and the Hawks skate around.
I love shin pads.
And around and around. And you're waiting for something to happen. And 2 years ago, it was Andrew Shaw. Last night, it was Brent Seabrook. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow night? We'll spend all day tomorrow talking about what's going to happen tomorrow night.
We will.
But you don't have a great feeling because you figure the Predators are going to be one desperate hockey team.
You would think.
Yeah.
Exceptionally, a wounded animal is a very dangerous animal. So
that's profound, Capper.
I just made that up.
You're bringing that today. So what's going on with the Cubs today?
Anyway, the Cubs play tonight.
Not tonight.
Yep.
Sox play today.
Sox 12:30.
Good matchup at the Cell.
Yeah, you got Jeff Samardzija against Corey Kluber.
If I didn't need a nap, I might go there.
You know, I actually am thinking right now of going. And I need a nap, but I'm...
Well, depending on how big the crowd is, it might not be a bad place for one.
It just be so cold.
There are days where the Cell is probably an ideal place to take a nap.
Just so
depending
cold.
Depending on his pitching. It's too cold outside.
I can watch it on TV, have a little lunch.
A little MyPillow.
Put my head down on my MyPillow. Yeah.
Little Malnati's.
Anyway.
Listen to your app headphones.
And I'm getting a bunch of
Do
people...
Do you pay for anything?
I bought my app headphones.
I'm just kidding.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
I'm getting tweeted by a bunch of people who just went and bought their MyPillows. So I promise you, you will like them. I promise you. Okay? They're tweeting me pictures of the receipts. These better be good.
Do they have the credit card numbers on the receipts?
You know what? I might be able to buy my lunch on them.
Just wondering. That is such a good idea, people. All right, don't be tweeting your receipts.
A phenomenal show today. Phenomenal. To our callers, our guests, but to our callers especially, you really brought your A game today.
Today was a lot of people acted like they got a good night's sleep, even though they didn't.
Yeah, and thank you again to Mark Gonzalez and Eddie Olczyk.
Yeah, Eddie was terrific. The emotion in his voice, you could see it in his eyes. When he talked about being the first Chicago area hockey player to etch his name on the Stanley Cup. He can't talk about that without getting emotional. That's what you love about Eddie O. He brings it every time.
He got very emotional.
Every shift.
And it was really cool to see someone that passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Good night. It's noon.
You
have a good day, too.
I got two more shows to do. You'll be asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, big guy.
I got Sports Talk Live and then Cubs Post. So hopefully it'll be
Cubs
another.
Cubs Post?
Yeah.
Extra innings, man.
Oh,
they're going 15.
Bite me.
They're going 15.
Win this thing like 4-0 in a snappy hour 43. Oh, man.
I'll be watching Nashville.
Yeah, I'll bet you will. Have a good night. Thanks, Mikey. Everybody, we'll see you.
All right. Well, see you later.